A survey went out. What is the number one fitness item on your to-do list? Mrs. C stated, pickleball. Welcome to How to Be Fit Over 40 podcast. Today, we're exploring pickleball with Mrs. C at the YMCA. Let's explore why it's so important and how Mrs. C can stay active and energized through pickleball. So grab your smoothie or a cup of tea and join the conversation. Let's go. So let's talk about it. Pickleball. Just where did that name even come from? And just doing a little bit of research, it all started with a man and his dog. The dog's name was Pickle. You need to go and, you know, research that, look it up, and just see the little story about that. So apparently the dog, they didn't have all their supplies to play badminton. And so they just used what they had, and the dog kept going back and forth, running and getting the ball. And so it turned into Pickle's ball. And then it was just kind of morphed into pickleball. So there's more to this story, and it may be several other versions of the story. Highly recommend checking it out. So Mrs. C, she plays pickleball. We don't know a lot of details behind this. However, why is it so popular? Like, everyone is talking about playing pickleball. And I'll tell you three reasons why it's so popular. Number one, it's supposed to be easy to learn, okay? That's what they tell us. So it looks very engaging. I'll say that a lot of people that I know at the Y, they get super excited about playing pickleball. I mean, it's hype, okay? So that brings me to my second reason, the social interaction. People are just having a good time, even like early in the morning, they're laughing, and it's just a big party there. So it's easy to learn. Also, the social interactions, and really that what wraps it up, it's fun. It's fun. People are excited about it. It's popular. We have people that are waiting to actually play. So you got the people that are playing, they have like, you know, several games going on at the same time. And then there's other people waiting to like swap out or jump in, whatever you want to call it. I don't know all the verbiage for that. So easy to learn, the social interaction, which leads it to being fun and engaging. So I'm sure there's lots more reasons why people love this game, but it's so, so popular now. And so Mrs. C has been playing pickleball. And so without knowing all the details, she did just want to share that that's her number one fitness item on her to-do list. And so let's create a SMART goal for her. This is something that we like to do on this podcast. She may not want to use it, or she may. However, someone is going to be able to be helped by this SMART goal, because there's someone out there of all the billions of people that may need a SMART goal for their new adventure of pickleball. So it needs to be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So specific, Mrs. C, she could schedule her sessions at the Y like 3 days a week. So it can be every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm not sure of the actual pickleball schedule or when the gym is open for that, but she could, okay, say these 3 days, I'm going to go and play pickleball at this particular time for this duration of time. All right. And so measurable, she can make sure that she keeps track of her attendance. So she wants to make sure she's dedicated, making sure that this is something that she wants to do, so she can put this in her phone or whatever, her phone calendar, or, you know, make an alarm that pops off for her to go ahead and make sure she's driving there, making sure she has enough time. Driving time is calculated in there. Oftentimes we may not include the driving time because that's extra time that you're spending in the car to get to that destination, all right? So just making sure that she is committed, say for the next 3 months, to have those sessions, knowing that she will actually tune in and go play pickleball. Achievable. She wants to make sure that she has the equipment necessary, such as the paddle, appropriate shoes, making sure her shoes are nice and comfy, making sure she has clothing, gym clothes, all the things, making sure she has that. That way she'll be comfortable actually playing the game. And relevant, making sure that Mrs. C's desire to maintain her lifestyle and improve her fitness level lines up. So making sure that this game, this activity lines up with her goals to continue her fitness journey. Whatever that may be, we don't know. She did not agree to be interviewed. However, of course, I could find out because I see her quite often, really weekly, mostly. So there may be some other things that she may have too, as well, that she may want me to share, but does not want to directly share on the podcast episode. And then making sure that it is time bound. She is committing, say, for the next 3 months, that she will start maybe next week, starting at the beginning of the week, because now, as I record this podcast, it's not the beginning of the week. Making sure she starts at the beginning of the week and maintains her schedule, keeping her goals in mind of the reason that she's doing this and how it is going to help her achieve her overall wellness goal. Making sure it is clear. And of course, having someone to hold her accountable for this SMART goal. Accountability, like I always say, make it count. Having someone to hold you accountable is gold. Now, she may be a person where she can hold herself accountable. It is always nice to have someone else to be there to cheer you on and say, hey, you know, as a reminder, you know, you said you were going to do X, Y, Z. How's that coming for you? Just great conversation to just be that, you know, one-on-one or group accountability that, you know, you can link arms and grow together. So, you know, it's more fun with friends, right? So this is her SMART goal. And if it doesn't help her, it will help someone. So thank you so much for tuning in, learning more about pickleball. If this is something that you're interested in, I challenge you to go ahead and take a class. Or it's really not a class, but go there. It's kind of like a class. It seems that way. Go there, stand by the sidelines, and then see if someone will assist you in learning more about pickleball. All right. As a reminder, I need to know, what is your number one fitness item on your to-do list? You can text that information to 864-406-9109. Let me know and I'll share your number one item. You don't have to use your original name. You can be Mrs. B or C, whatever it may be. But we will share this with the world and create a SMART goal around that. How does that sound? All right. Until next time, nutrition is more than what you eat and the weight that you carry. Talk to you soon.